Focus on flowers. In her book, Flower Confidential, The Good, The Bad, and The Beautiful, Amy Stewart explains a great deal about the flower industry. Did you know, for example, that Americans buy about 4 billion flowers every year? Stewart explains that more flowers are purchased in this country than Big Macs. The cut flower market is a $40 billion business worldwide. And the flower business also has its roots in antiquity. The Romans grew flowers for commercial purposes, constructed primitive greenhouses, and forced flowers to bloom early using steam and hot water. Seneca wrote in the 1st century AD, "Do not men live contrary to nature who crave roses in winter, or seek to raise a spring flower like a lily by means of hot water heaters and artificial changes in temperature?" Amy Stewart writes that the cut flower trade is all about this struggle between what is natural and unspoiled and what is mass-produced and commercial. We like being able to buy a summer flower in February. In fact, we have built a holiday around it. But we also distrust fakery. In the 20th century, there were huge advances in the flower trade. New breeding techniques and greenhouse and transportation technology took it to an entirely new level. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on the flower trade.